This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today's the big October employment report. How aggressive was the hiring? Are wages and salaries accelerating after the long stagnation? When the data come out this morning, think about those hurricanes in the east. Marketplace's Andy Euler has some patterns from other storms.
Last year, Johns Hopkins University economist Jonathan Wright was studying the relationship between storms and jobs, and he got to wondering.
Imagine that there hadn't been that storm. What would the jobs numbers have looked like?
He found that in the short term, storms tend to have a negative effect on the employment picture.
Hotels and restaurants tend to be the ones that are most impacted by hurricanes.
He says construction tends to see a quick rebound, and if you collect trash, you're going to be pretty busy after a hurricane. Jed Kolko, chief economist at Indeed.com, says the effects of a disaster last a long time because of the way these job numbers are calculated.
This past month, the government reported a huge year-over-year increase in employment in Florida. We were comparing this year's employment in Florida to a year ago,
when Hurricane Irma had just hit. So comparing this year to last will make it look like Florida gained a lot more jobs. But that's because the state had lost so many after Irma. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.